Well, let's bring them in.
Are you ready?
God damn it. Yeah, please welcome N-Dubs, the fine band, homegrown talent.
Morning.
Hi, N-Dubs. Yeah. Oh, here he is, look. He finally rocks up. Look at this. Thinks he's bigger than the band. Look at him. His ego's getting out of control. Look at Dappy's changing. Everyone knows it's FaZe's band.
Oh, you're killing him.
Hello, Jaleesa.
Hello, Chris.
How are you?
I'm okay.
You a bit coldy?
I've got a bit of a cold. It's not swine.
No.
Let me just clear that up.
Just a normal one.
Just working hard. It's just a working hard cold.
Yeah, I always get colds when I've got big events coming up.
Oh.
Always. I've got a really low immune system.
You two, shut up.
All right, listen, enough of that.
No, we're not ready for you.
No.
Do you mind? I'm flirting with your sister. Shut up.
Listen, Chris. I've been listening to your breakfast show.
Yes, Dappy.
It's really pleasant and whatnot.
Yeah.
But, you know, it feels like you've got a little sign against me. I don't know if that's true.
Listen, here's what it is.
Is it because I get more girls than you or something?
Oh.
You know what I'm trying to say?
Listen, that ain't true. I'm not being funny. Look at you and look at me. Look at me.
Oh, man. What?
Look at me. I'm all man. You're just a boy. You're just boy. I'm man. Look at me. I'm man.
Why don't we go out together?
Oh, can you imagine?
Why don't we
You wouldn't
together?
Get in the places I go. You'd be ID'd all over town.
That'd be brilliant, you two going out.
Listen.
I could just imagine.
Mm.
You'd get the mature women. I'd get the nice...
What do you mean mature women? You mean older women?
Yeah.
The well-presented.
The nice... the flowery dresses and, like, the big pants and that.
Skipping out of the daisy field.
Yes, the daisy field.
Let me tell you. A lot of young, sexy women find me very attractive. Isn't that right, Jaleesa?
Chris, you know how much I love to get these two. So I want to get them right now.
But not at your expense.
No.
You always seem to burst my bubble, Chris, man.
Let me know, by the way, when the flirting with your sister gets uncomfortable.
I don't like it. I don't like it, Chris, man.
FaZe doesn't care, though. You don't care.
I'm not going to say anything just because you're getting him, Chris.
I'm not FaZed, bruv.
So listen, how come you were late? What happened to you today? How come? Jaleesa was here straight away. It's well early. FaZe rocks up in his wheels.
I think
it's Cleo.
Yeah,
Cleo.
I was in the car rehearsing some of my stuff for tonight.
All right.
Yeah.
That's a very weak excuse.
Chris, I know you wanted me to come out and talk to you, but I realised you was outside the door.
When you went inside?
When I went inside.
Right.
I'm like, saying he wanted to talk to you and you never even came out of the car. Well, I'm
rude.
Sorry.
Rude. Oh, rude.
That's
rude.
Well. Rude. Do you know what? Do you know, Dappy? A lot of people in the industry saying it. You changed.
How can you say I've changed? Look how I'm dressed.
Do you know in Camden?
Look what I'm wearing.
You know the word in Camden? You changed.
Oh,
Chris, I've got a wet fish in my bag if you want to slap him with it.
Do you know what? I don't need to. My words are my wet fish.
I'm not happy, man. I want you to buy my new album and I'm a good listener to it, Chris.
Yeah. How do you shoehorn that in? Oh, Chris, just buy my album and everything will be all right.
Man. I'm professional. And I heard you. Do you know how hard we've been working, Chris?
Mate,
I just want
to
tell you, we've been working really, really hard.
Yeah, talk to him.
I've been hearing all this gimmicky stuff you've been playing with me and like...
Do you remember that recording you had a Dappy that time,
have we still got that somewhere?
Don't even play it.
Don't even go there.
You're always my friend.
I'm taking my lady out for a romantic meal. Seafood.
Chris.
You know I love you. You know I love you. I looked after you at the big weekend this year.
Yeah.
The love's there.
Do you know that?
I can feel it in the
I looked
room.
After Dappy.
No, I think you've changed.
He was having a moment. Listen, he was having a moment. He was sitting there outside his little dressing room.
Getting emotional.
Dressing porter cabin. They're not dressing rooms. And he was sitting there in his chair and I just looked at him and went, "You all right?" And he went, "Yeah, I'm all right." And I know what it was.
Cupid was there at that moment.
You probably annoyed him. That's what it was. You probably wound him up.
I upset him and then you were there to comfort him.
Absolutely.
You know, hand on the shoulder.
Hey, Chris, can I ask you one question? How would you describe the three characters in N-Dubs? I want you to give a description.
How would I describe them?
Yeah.
What, you three?
Yeah, don't be rude. Be nice about it, yeah?
In the most bluntest, realest way about it.
In no particular order. I would say, weirdly, and I include you, especially, well, no, the FaZe and Jaleesa are fine, but I would include you in this, that you're all very real.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
That's good. I like that.
Oh, he's being nice.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm going to start crying.
And even worse than that, you're all very nice people.
Thank you.
Can we all get a big R, please?
Yeah.
Oh.
Any explosions?
You want? I don't know if that would work, would it?
No, you need an R. Have we got a big R on the computer?
I think, yeah.
That was emotional.
I think you're all very lovely.
Thank you.
Drop the bomb.
That's so sweet. Thank
I think
you.
You're all very genuine and...
Wow, that's very Tim.
They're all Tims, that's what they are.
You've been nicking them.
I was listening to Tim yesterday on One Extra. Westwood started his days on One Extra now. Mm. You can't hear 60 seconds of a song without hearing halfway through.
Oh my God, I thought you was actually making that sound.
That's not me. I brat, but I don't do the hand.
Okay. Yeah, well, thank you for being so honest. And
I think you're very nice. I think you're very good. I think you're very talented. I've got to be honest. When I first heard of the N Dubs, yes. I didn't really know what it was all about.
Okay. No.
And I thought it was a load of old rubbish.
Yeah, a lot of people.
And then, but I tell you what, it was when you did the little set for us. When we launched the big weekend
in Swindon.
And you did that set, and then seriously,
that was the moment
that separates the men from the boys. Yes. Those things. I don't care what kind of music you do. When you see people do a live little acoustic thing, that's when you go, oh, they're a bit disappointing, or oh, they're good. Yeah, and that was it for me. For the big weekend.
Thank you.
When you owned that stage.
Thank you.
Oh, wow. They said the compliments. I can't
believe. You know what's good?
But you know what's
got into you, Chris?
I don't know, but don't start me off. Now, listen, I tell you what was interesting about that was because, especially Dappy, I think, on that big weekend.
There we go.
What, the launch or the proper one?
The actual proper big weekend. I think Dappy knew. So he goes, you go and do one of your gigs.
Yeah.
You're preaching to the converted, they're your fans.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah,
you could go on there banging a saucepan and they kind of cheer. But you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you
most definitely.
Still give them a show. But I think when you go to the big weekend.
Something else.
It's everybody's fans in there.
Yeah, you've got a mixed variety.
There's a lot of people there that actually turn up to see Snow Patrol or whoever, which, with all due respect, is a totally different market.
You
had that tent. Bouncing.
Thank you.
And let me tell you, not many people get that tent bouncing, right? People go down well and they do well and everything, but not everybody gets that tent bouncing, and everybody in that tent, you know.
Chris,
I defy anyone.
You're winning
to,
us you know. Over now. Yeah. You're well, winning our love. Do you want to come round this Christmas for dinner with N Dubs?
Like you wouldn't believe.
The three of us. The three of us.
Stop it. That's where it cuts.
Three of us.
It's great though, man, to see Chris on a good mood, man. I'm surprised he's not sitting here telling us you're fake, you're some cardboard cutouts.
The thing is though, but you're not, because I've spoken to you all off the air and I've seen you and you're all, I mean, Dappy, I have no idea what you wear. It's another world to me, I'll be honest with you. It's not that you make me feel, see, like Shalice and Fraser, they don't make me feel old, they just make me feel... You know, I'm fine with it. But you, it's not you don't make me feel old. Wow. You make me feel as though...
Wow. You come from Mars.
That when I wear a T-shirt and a jacket and a pair of jeans and a decent pair of trainers, there's something wrong with me. I need to be wearing like a tea towel or something. A ridiculous hat and some kind of ridiculous Smurf beanie thing.
It's good. It's something to look at when we're on stage, man. I know.
But then here's the other thing. Are you dressed like that?
Oh, you know what?
You go to the shops for some milk. You've probably got a big oversized baseball cap and Wellington boots.
Listen,
and dungarees.
Chris,
so you know,
I'm me in the morning and Dappy comes in the night time.
Sure.
Around 7-8 o'clock.
He's a bit like Gizmo.
I'll start transforming. Sometimes I don't wear a hat. This is what I'm wearing every day, you know, just a jumper, a T-shirt. I'm normal.
What is that around your neck?
It's a scarf.
Is that a scarf?
Yeah, it's a scarf.
It is.
Do you want to wear it?
I'm all right.
I actually made it for Dappy yesterday. I was looking through my cupboards and I found an old picnic rag.
A picnic rag.
See what I'm saying?
Dappy is wearing a picnic rag. And he's making it look cool.
He's joking.
Anyway, look, let's talk about... We've got some things to talk about. The new album is due for release on the 16th of November. As yet untitled, it says here.
Mm. It is untitled. What do you think we should call it?
You need to get something together quick. That's not long, is it?
I know.
Seriously, you've got to stop messing around.
I've got a name. Lord Christopher III.
Who are the other two?
Have you bought Endo's new album, Lord Christopher III?
Wow.
No, I don't think that's a good
name. No.
You must have a printing deadline, surely, for the sleeve and stuff.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. We're just going to sort of like, they're going to say, right, give me the album, what's the name? And we're going to be like, and the most random thing that can come to
mind. Well, you can be really obvious and just, you know, the track that you all like the most on the album, you just call it that. Or what you think will be the biggest single, you call it that.
You can. Loads of people do that. Or you could be really boy band about it and have some big, gigantic, dramatic name, The Long Journey Here.
or just call it, you know, Fred.
Fred.
Wow.
What about Bob? Bob's good.
Bob's nice.
You know what I like? Blast It Loud.
Blast It Loud. We like that one. That's so far it's our favourite. Blast It Loud.
Have you got a new N-Dubs album?
Blast It Loud. Now, hang on a sec. Do you really like that? Blast It Loud.
I would never call my album that, but I do think it's quite amusing as a comical thing. I would do it just for the laugh.
Blast It Louder. That's what you call it.
Blast It Louder. But that could be the part two.
You know what? How come Chris never came to see us at the studio whilst we were making a new album? Hang on a sec.
I made Tagatelli and everything.
Did you?
I did. The boys were enjoying it. They were like, where's Chris? Chris needs to be involved.
Who is Tagliatelle?
What Janice was saying there is when Dappy's doing his vocals, he takes so long. She goes to the kitchen and cooks an entire meal.
Right.
One tick. That
comes back and he's still there going...
One track, one more time, one take, one couple takes, I'm done.
I do take longer with my takes.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. I don't know what it is. Sometimes I just like to make them sit there and record.
Talisa, you're a bit of a perfectionist, that's what it is. You just like to hear your vocals.
No,
perfect.
I just like to sit, I just purposely like to watch you lot sit there and record.
Oh, thanks, dude.
That's old, the new one's different.
Name Shaniqua and what?
It's like you're trying to beat us up.
Name Shaniqua and what? There it is.
Hey, listen, while you're here, because now we've got to know each other and we're almost friends.
We are.
You know. Maybe you and I a little bit more than that, but
Chris,
I'm very vicious. You know, you don't want to get on that side of me.
I love that.
This is live radio.
You don't want to go there, Chris. I'm telling you, I do kung fu.
There's love in those eyes.
I'm dangerous.
You don't do kung fu.
Turn it in. Tell him I do kung fu.
In her own kind, yeah.
Yeah.
If you slap someone, that's not kung fu.
I don't do slaps, Chris. Straight
no,
up.
No, trust me.
Punches.
Really?
Yeah.
She's a bit like a boy. I actually had a spar with Talisa 2 days ago about a vocal, and she was telling me the vocal should go like this, and I'm saying it should go like that, and we actually took it outside to the grass, and we had a big sparring session for around an hour.
There you go.
About who won. Talisa.
She'll give you a dead leg.
I will.
Actually, that's what she did. She gave me a dead leg and I was just crippled on the floor.
It's not putting me off.
What, the threat of a dead leg?
It's upsetting me. It's not putting him off. He's just looking at me.
But you haven't had a dead leg until you've had
eyes.
A Talisa dead leg, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, you say that, but you know, I'm staying quiet.
He's intrigued.
Chris, are you going to come to any of our new shows?
Hang on, let's go back to this dead leg business. So,
this guy, man.
I'll come.
I thought you said you got time for us.
I have got time for you, just, you know, not in the evenings.
See what I'm saying?
See, because he's the opposite of you. He's Chris Moore's in the daytime, and then he's not in the evening.
At nighttime, I'm Lord Christopher III. I have to sit in my manor smoking my cigars. Mm. That's what I like.
Along with Christopher I and II.
That's right. Anyway, look, let's break for the news, and then we'll come back. If you've got any questions for N-Dubs, you can give us a ring. 03700 100 100. Hopefully, we'll get some people on to ask you some questions.
Yes. Cool. Yep.
And then you can talk about this album, which you haven't got a name yet.
No. In fact, why don't we ask the public what you think we should call the album?
Oh, really? You want to do that?
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
8-1-9.
No, I'm intrigued, just for a laugh.
I think you should, call it, N-Dubs the album.
Don't you be talking about my fans like that. Hold on right there, Chris.
Hold on a minute. Wait.
Hold on a minute. Wait.
Don't you talk about our fans like that.
No, don't you dare go there about my fans.
Get you.
Listen, fans, I'm dealing with him. Just
be careful, Chris. You know,
the kung fu kick is coming out.
Talisa, be careful, Chris. I advise you to be easy. Because you know what? N-Dubs, we've got some crazy out there, outgoing fans. They just be waiting outside in flocks. It's unbelievable.
Man. You're gonna get a whole.
Listen, do you know what? I don't doubt that for 1 second. But trust me, you've never seen our fans. Now that's
believe so.
Because there might be some little 16-year-old girl out there ready to get me, but there'll be a 45-year-old trucker turn up.
Whoa!
Who's these N-Dubs fans then? Where are they? Egg sandwich stain down his t-shirt and all that. He'll have them.
But do you know what happened? He'll have a 14-year-old daughter that when he gets home, he's going to kick his bum.
But she loves me. Because I've been, you know, look, 14-year-old daughter loves me. I've been around longer than N-Dubs.
Wow.
You've got to remember
He's
that.
Getting there. Wow. He's getting there. We've been together for 9-10 years now.
I've been together longer.
If you think about, and it's no offence.
I'm going to switch her off now. God, I tell you what, Dappy, she doesn't half go it. She does go, doesn't she?
She does.
Oh man,
this is what I'm saying. You can't handle me, Chris.
Wait. Can I say something? It's funny when sometimes when you want to talk and then Chris wants to talk at the same time, he just turns you down, though.
That's not true.
Yeah, it is. I just saw you
turning me down.
See what I'm saying?
I'm moving to the other mic.
I told you I can do that one as well, Dave. Now it's just you.
If only we could do this in real life.
Do you know I could switch them all off? That's the way it goes. Right, look. Questions for End Up's coming up then, and we'll chat more about this album and let's see if we can come up with a name for it.
Digital. FM. Online. This is BBC Radio 1.
What else have we got to play? We've got to play the an End Up's track, obviously, because they're here, and we'll play some other stuff. So, all good, all ready to go. Just waiting for Alan to get the news button on. Under news. Has it disappeared? News beat. No, hang on.
The
what?
The new single, yeah.
Which one's that?
I Need You.
What, that one?
Is that the one?
I Need You.
That's the one?
Yeah, I don't have it. hang on a second. Hang on.
It's gone.
Where's Newsbeat gone?
Wasn't that the instrumental?
Yeah, I know you're there, but we can't find you on our...
Are we actually just sort of silent now?
No, we're talking. We're on the air.
Radio 1, that's what I mean.
The thing.
We're just all...
Here's the thing. So Dominic and Carrie have gone to read the news upstairs.
Okay.
And so we need to find the Newsbeat studio so we can switch them on. Wow. However, on our digital desk, Newsbeat has disappeared.
Wow.
Miraculously. It must be because End Up's are in the building.
Yes. In the meantime, Chris, I was actually sitting outside in my Clio.
Are you filling the gap for us?
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
I was sitting outside in my Clio, actually listening to the breakfast show. And right. I heard that you had some cakes baked for you and you didn't want to share none with the Dubsies, bruv.
No, I never said that.
I didn't say that. You are the main culprit.
That wasn't me.
I was sitting in my car, my Clio.
How much does it cost, Fazer?
My R-Reg Clio.
Second hand, $4,500.
No, that's too much. It's an R-Reg, so it was $1,500. But, and I actually see the wrappers for the cakes over there.
Listen. I'll have a word with Dave, see if there's any cakes left. Please. But one of them's got my name on it, and you can't have that.
I'll fight you for it.
I'll see how many left, but you might...
On a cake, love, trust me, you'll lose. Oh, when it comes to cake, I'll take on anybody.
But as small as I may seem...
No, tell him. When it comes to food,
I'm dangerous when it comes to my
don't
food.
You, just, no. Don't you think for one
Speciality.
Second. You love cake more than me. It doesn't happen.
These two have tried. They've attempted to have a bite of my food, and what happens?
It's nice. It's really nice.
All right.
You can share one.
Can I just say, Dappy is already looking exhausted from his sister. That's what you are.
His cousin. I mean, come on, Chris, man. Please.
All right.
Hey, listen, wait. I haven't seen my mum for a long time. Can you big up my mum for me?
Yeah. Hi, mum.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, my dad's
hi, mum.
As well, still. Hello, pups.
Hello, pops. Yeah, hi, mum. Hi, family.
Good.
Yeah, man. Good.
Right, you guys, get out of the way, because Dominic and Carrie, seamless how we do this. Dominic and Carrie have now got to come in front of us because the studio wouldn't work and all that.
Do they have to have my headphones?
Yeah. Go off and have some cakes. Right, more from End Ups in a bit. Sorry about that. What a mess. Are you all ready for the news? All right, good. And we'll play I Need You, the new song as well.
Digital. FM. Online. This is BBC Radio 1.
Andy B says the album title should be Now That's What We Call Music. See what they've done there?
And we've got our callers ready to talk to End Ups after the news.
Just call it As Yet Untitled, says Bamps in Cornwall. Broken Society is another
one. Oh, that's deep.
What is it?
Deep.
That's a new album from End Ups. It's called Broken Society. Tell us about that. Well, we think that society is broken. And we also couldn't come up with a name for the album. You ready for the news, Tom?
Ready.
All right, it's 8:09.
Police say sorry after a woman kills herself and her daughter.
And in sport, a best start for City since 1961.
Almost exactly 8:12.
So sorry about that. The button for Newsbeat has disappeared.
That's strange, isn't it?
Mm. Now, there's News 1 and News 2, which we reckon is probably, but as we were looking through, we had a bit of a panic.
So yeah.
About the very late news. If you just woken up, you are not late. Oh, no, you are late. It's 8:12. You should have got up ages ago.
Yeah.
That filled seamlessly, I think. I don't think anybody would have noticed.
Really? Thank God for that. So we have questions for End Ups from our audience, which we'll do in a few records time. I'm going to try and name their album for them. There was many suggestions.
Find out the best ones after this.
Sunday by your hosts on the Chris Moyle Show. Tom and Carrie do the news. It's everything you need to know. Rachel and Alan, they produce the show. show. And there's a guy called Matt Fincham. His hair looks just like Lego. The Chris Moyle Show. Matt's hair looks like Lego.
Yes, it does.
International Radio 1.
Got a really good text from a girl called Lisa just saying, I've never bought an N-Dubs song before, but if they do call the album Bob or Fred, I am definitely buying it. Thank you. It's 8:13. It's Tuesday morning, 29th of September 2009. Tomorrow's Radio 1's birthday.
Yay.
Join us, why don't you, as we have an entire day of not mentioning it. Thank you.
Tell it like it is with the kids.
I need you, I need you.
Pointing already.
I need you, you.
But I need you. Yeah, man,
Baby, I need you.
You got the routine already.
Baby, I need you.
Have we got a live cam up in here or something, man?
Yeah, man.
Luckily, no.
That would have been great.
So what, Chris, have you been searching all over Facebook trying to find Talisa?
And do you know what? The best bit is, you'll never find me.
All right.
Do you know why?
Why?
Because I don't have a Facebook.
Neither do I.
And I'd love to just clear this up on Radio 1 because there'll be loads of people listening and this can just stop it from now on. No more. There's about 10 fake Facebooks and none of them are mine. They're all fake books. I have a MySpace. That's it. Fake books.
No Twitter. Yeah.
No Twitter. No Twitter. No Bebo. Just MySpace.
We've got official
N-Dubs. There's an N-Dubs on Twitter, yeah. There's an official one, but it's that's N-Dubs Collective. Not
Yeah. But I have no Facebook, okay? So please.
Glad we cleared that up.
Mind you, I actually do go onto the Twitter and the Bebo stuff and the MySpaces and actually message people back and talk to them myself.
So you do, that's all right.
I do,
nice.
I'm on MySpace.
All right, fine, all right.
Of course.
So he goes with the N-Dubs, you go with your solo.
Yeah.
Right, see? Wow. Says a lot more about his loyalty to the band.
Straight.
That's called Serious Analyzation in the building.
Serious Analyzation. That's the album.
Analyzation.
That's the album. No.
Issues.
I love creating.
Seriously, you unless you're lying and you have got a name for this album, you guys are never going to agree on an album for the next few days on a title.
I reckon it should be called N-Dubs Issues.
I reckon it should be called Nana.
Just that. Nana.
Just Nana.
Well, why can't we call it Ha Ha?
Okay, here we go. I rest my case.
Or what about Nana Ha Ha?
What about Naha?
Ah, Naha.
Naha.
Chris, the old trademark used to be Na 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 because we was all young and developing and whatnot. It's changed. It's like Nana. Nice. When you hear it on the chat, you'll say, okay, it's a bit more mature and better.
Hi.
That's it.
There you go. You harmonize it.
Hi. So one more time. So it's like Nana.
Nah,
in tune with the track on.
Yeah.
So,
all right. Okay, all right. Ready?
Good man.
Go on, do it.
No, I'm not going to do it for you because you're going to play it on the radio. Sorry. But I know you're going to
If you don't play that, we'll just keep playing
this. All right.
Nah.
Oh, that's the old one.
Like that. All right, look, we've got to do some questions. Yes. First of all, I'm going to ask you some questions. Yes. Let me see some music on here.
Are these personal questions?
No, not really.
Sort of band questions.
Do you ask your personal questions?
No,
okay,
Chris.
Fine.
Okay.
Who do you like? Who do you rate? Who do you listen to? I'm intrigued to know who out there you go, oh, I like them.
What?
They're good.
Do you know what? The boys always answer this question.
As in today's music?
Today's music. But what I mean by that is, but might be like what you do, might be completely different to what you do. Like, you know, who out there, what singers have you bought? What stuff have you bought?
Okay, if you want to talk about singers and vocals and real big...
See, Dappy's going to say as usual.
No, I'm not even going to say that. I'm going to say today's music. Like, I'll listen to something. If it ain't R&B and hip-hop, me and Faisal will listen to something like...
The Script or something.
The Script or...
I love The Script.
Have you heard Ryan Dan, two brothers, get me, they're bad singers, innit?
I haven't heard them.
Like, when you hear them...
Classical.
When you hear them melodies together and whole harmonising, like, it's big inspiration. I like to listen to people that can write good music and sing live, you get me? Because we sing live and we're in tune.
Yeah, I know.
My favourite group are The Prodigy.
He's got The Prodigy.
Yeah.
So there's a mix of variety, yeah?
Seen them live this year?
Yeah, I went to Wembley. I saw them live.
Good, aren't they?
I was going absolutely mental.
That's a show.
Yeah, what a show. Do you know what, actually, best concert of my life? Prodigy.
Really?
Yeah, is that with Dizzy Rascal supporting?
Yeah.
And he was supposed to be amazing as well, wasn't he?
You know what, best concert for me this year? Take that.
Yeah.
Really?
Hey, listen,
you know what?
Mind blowing.
We were with Gary in the studio the other day.
Yeah, is that true? You've been working together?
Yeah.
Now, what do you think? Did you not see the Take That live show?
We didn't.
Listen, let me tell you, when that DVD comes out, you're going to watch it. You're going to blow your mind.
Seriously,
it's unbelievable.
I want to see it.
It's an extravaganza. It's not a show.
It takes shows to a whole new level. It's raised the bar completely.
Wow. When you've got a budget to do something like that as well, it really does help.
Well, this, you're right.
But songs that they've got are just stadium anthems anyway.
Yeah. He's such a normal geezer, you get me? I told him, let me just tell you one thing. When I saw him, I was like, oh my God, I felt a little bit starstruck, and all I thought in my head was, you lied, son. It was great to write with him, you get me? We banged out the melodies really quickly, and we came up with a great song. And he's so down to earth, you get me?
What was it like? So were you writing together, or were you just an entire track from scratch, just the four of you all together? And how was that? Was it easy? Did it feel natural?
It just happened quickly.
And then afterwards, we all, had a curry.
He's a great man. He's a great man.
Very humble, down to earth.
He's very laid back.
He's very chill.
Doesn't get excited at all. I like that.
I
like what you sang there.
That's exactly what he's like.
You should keep that in.
Yes. That's a good impression,
I like, what's that rhyme you did there?
You got it.
That's wicked.
All right, well, look, that's good. Let's get some questions in. We have some questions for you from your fans. Mm. Morning, Charlotte.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine.
Where are you? Sheringham?
Yeah.
All right, cool. All right. So listen, what's your question to N-dubs?
Daffy, where do you get all them hats from?
You're right. First of all, you're right, darling. And we get the hats in anywhere. Markets, you get me? Adidas give us a couple stuff here and there.
Chris's wardrobe.
My baseball cap's not that big. Do you like Dappy's look?
Yeah. I like all of them.
You like all of them? What do you think N-dubs should call their album?
N-dubs Black and White.
N-dubs Black and White. Right. There you go. It's an option, Charlotte. You never
know. Thank you, Charlotte.
Take hat.
Okay. All right. Hey, have a good day, Charlotte.
Yeah.
All right. Bye.
She's so cute.
She's nice. Real young, right?
I like her.
I think she was 9. I think she was.
Yeah. Wow.
Aww. All right. Line 2 is Hazel from Dover. Hi, Hazel.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Yeah, I'm great. I'm hanging out with N-dubs.
Nice.
Yeah. Have you not hung out with N-dubs before?
No, I haven't actually.
Well, listen, let me tell you, Hazel, it's quite good, but you've got to keep Talisa under control because she does gob on a bit. But she's lovely. Wow. And you know what? I've got to say, Hazel, I think secretly she likes me a little bit.
Get in there, Chris.
I'm trying my best, but it's not going down very well. What's your question, Hazel?
Faiza and Talisa, have you ever thought about being more than just friends?
Have you ever seen them babies when it's like they look a bit funny because it's like a whole inbred business going on.
Let's not go there.
I don't think I could do.
Let's tell
it's
the truth.
Like my sister,
me and Faiza were childhood sweethearts from the age of 12 up until about 14, and then can we have an explosion for this bit? Love.
Hang on a second.
Fizzled out. Okay.
Faiza grew up.
Talisa grew up.
We grew apart.
Pow, 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 pow.
We began to have different opinions, different views of life.
Hang on, so you two did date for a while?
Yes, we did as kids. Yeah. And then we had more of a...
It wasn't really dating, no. It was
that kind of young boyfriend girl.
Yes, young teenage girlfriend.
Right.
Hey, we hold hands and we look like we're a couple.
Yeah, but hang on a second. Seriously.
Look, you're getting jealous now, Chris.
No, I'm curious. I'm curious. But now, Faiza. Now listen.
Chris is actually talking to Fit.
Well, but now you must look at her in the studio some days and go, she's looking fine.
No,
won't understand this, Dappy. That's fine. No, you're family. You won't understand.
Sorry, I have to.
But no, hang on a second.
I have to defend in it.
What about... I'm not saying anything bad.
All right, cool.
You know, I'm saying she's hot. You got to get used to it. Seriously, she doesn't have to worry about people thinking you're hot, but you've got to worry about people thinking she's hot.
That's what it's like. Talisa's got two older brothers.
Talisa has two younger brothers.
That's what I'm saying. Let me finish.
Finish,
yeah?
Faiza.
Yeah. Right, okay. When it comes to the boys, Talisa's got two older brothers. We will always look after Talisa. And everything else, Talisa can try and do her thing. That's it. She's the mum.
I have no idea how that answers that question.
Yeah, neither do I. No. This is what I'm saying. That's why the love fizzled out,
anymore,
okay?
That's it.
Yeah.
Over.
It's over.
So there you go. Hazel?
Yeah?
I think that's answered the question. I think it's a no.
Okay.
It's a bit wrong, Hazel.
That'll be like incest. Sorry, Hazel.
What are you doing today, Hazel?
Going to school.
All right.
What school do you go to?
Dover Girls.
Dover Girls.
If we wasn't going to Scotland tonight, I'd make sure I come down to Dover Girls and say hello to you and your friends.
Wow.
And we'll do a performance, but we can't. So, Faisy, you've just gone and, like, you know, got someone thinking and then you can't happen. So what was the point, Faisy?
Well, I'm just going to say...
I'm coming to see you in Folkestone later in November.
Oh, well,
we'll see you there, Hazel.
Hazel, okay. What should they call the album?
Listen to
Eye
In It.
Listen to Iron.
Listen to Eye In It.
That's what I...
Yeah.
Listen to Ironing.
You like that one?
Listen to Ironing.
Right.
That's what they're going to call it. All right, Hazel, have a good day.
Bye.
Oh, by the way, Hazel.
Yeah?
You're going to be very famous at Dover Girls today.
Hi, Dover Girls.
Yeah.
No, it's just Hazel.
I'm just saying hello to them.
No, don't let them have a mention.
Okay.
Just Hazel.
I'll
Hazel
take it back.
Famous
I'll take it back.
All right, Hazel, have a good day.
Bye. Thank you very much.
Bye. You're welcome.
No.
That's sweet. Line three is Ben. Morning, Ben.
Hello, Chris. All right, mate?
Good. How do you feel after following a 14-year-old and a 9-year-old girl?
Well, it's a bit uncomfortable, I say.
Sure. How old are you?
I'm 24.
24?
See, variety of fans. No, but it's variety. We have all ages.
He's a year older than me. Hi, Ben.
Don't listen to Chris. I'm good. Don't listen to Chris today. He's just on one. He's on his usual.
I would say don't listen to Talisa, but she's so gobby this morning, you can't help yourself.
Listen to I, innit? Oh,
listen to
nah,
I.
Nah, she's not.
What's your question, Ben?
Well, after the success of Uncle B, I was wondering what the inspiration is for your new album. And may I suggest the next chapter.
Wow.
The next chapter.
I was thinking something along them lines, you know.
Yeah.
Something like...
That's really good, but the only problem is, didn't they call that Katie and Peter show the next
Yeah, they did. You don't want to be...
See, they've nicked it. They've nicked
our name. Adapt it, you know. The saga continues or the journey
continues.
Yeah, we can
adapt to it. That's a good one.
But as the saga begins...
What was your inspiration for the album when you were in the studio?
Do you know what, my brother? We did it in like 3 months. It was very, very...
It's a club album.
Yeah, it's a club album. It consists of...
Dappy's talking. Listen, let Dappy speak for us. Let's just pipe down. You go and make some tagliatelle.
Let me come over and slap you.
Oh, I'd love that. You know I would love that.
Oh my god, this is realer than me.
Oh.
Oh my god. Alright, listen, so we done it in 3 months.
Talk to him, Dappy.
Ben, can you tell him off, Ben?
Yeah, I'll try.
Ben, I can't concentrate. Talisa's going to come around and slap me.
Do it.
Talisa, get him!
Give him one for me
as well, Talisa. Yeah, that's
right.
Yeah.
Hang on a second. Hang on.
Wait.
Oh!
You're whipping him.
Woo-hoo.
See, stop whipping him.
Take it.
Hang on a second. One more. Here we go.
Take it, Chris.
All right. Leave it.
That sounded like the gut shot.
Yeah, man.
Do you know what? The inspiration was to just get her in the studio singing so she's not talking, Ben. I think that's what it was.
Yeah.
Have you seen N-Dubs live?
Yes, I have. I've seen him last year and I'm actually going to see him in November at the Bristol O2.
Good man.
Dedicated fans, we love that, Ben. We're going to see you there.
Bristol O2.
Yeah, fantastic. I love your new song as well.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Amazing. I need you.
Nice one, Ben. Have a good day, buddy.
Take care.
Nana, did you answer
his question? Yeah, should we say it now that he's gone?
Basically,
seriously,
it's a club album.
It's a stupid question. What's the inspiration for the album?
It's a stupid question. What did I tell you about dissing my fans?
I'm not dissing
Chris. He can still hear you, you know.
Yeah,
he's saying I was just talking to Chris, and now he's put down the phone. Now he's cussing me.
Listen to me. It's a stupid question.
It's not a stupid
question. Listen, no, don't. You think it's... I'm being rude.
I'll be on your side.
What's the inspiration for making the album? We want to make another album.
It's stupid for
End
you
of
because
story.
You can imagine.
That's
right?
The inspiration. The
we
direction is a completely different thing.
Now you're coming
listen
on.
Listen to me.
You sound like an old woman,
lips
Chris,
moving,
stop it.
Still talking.
Still talking.
Shut them and when listen
you know what?
Them.
You know what? I'm going to step in here. Hey, Talisa, Chris, please. Let's get some... order here on Radio 1.
Listen, woman! Hear me roar!
Stop, Chris! I will defeat you.
Wow.
Chris the Third.
Can't hear you.
Wow.
There's a truck going by. I can't hear you. there's Talisa there. Look, there she is.
Name's Talisa and what? Shush, Chris.
My name's Talisa and what?
Straight and beef on the breakfast show.
I just want to say one thing, Chris, man. These sound effects are really poor.
They're really very poor quality.
I was actually going through my sound banks on my computer yesterday looking for some explosions. I think I should give you a couple sounds.
Yeah, but, you need some. Because you're a bit dated, do you know what I mean?
It's Westwood.
Man, even Westwood needs to up his explosion.
Upgrade Westwood. Yeah, man.
Westwood,
come on,
give me
some samples.
This is early morning radio. There are any sound effects, it's not real. It's just a man shouting into an echo chamber with a CD. All right, listen, here are the facts then, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, go for it.
By the way, Rick in Leeds, thanks for texting in, but they think they're going to call it rubber dub dub. They're not going to call it rubber end dubs. They're not going to call it any of those puns.
Wow.
Right?
Now, that's a silly thing to say. I can even admit that. And I'm really sorry. I'm sorry if you're a fan, but rubber dub dub.
Can you imagine that?
I'll agree.
Have you got end dubs' new album, Rubber Dub Dub? It's like, oh, come on. Come off it.
The new album is going to come out on the 16th of November, whatever the hell it's called. And then the single is I Need You, which is coming out on the 9th of November. So you buy the single a week before you buy the album. But what you do is you may as well pre-order the album. It's just a lot easier.
Yeah.
On the new video, they finally, the record company have finally given them some money.
Wow.
And there's a helicopter and a motorbike and a car.
Isn't it? Did you realise what he said? Finally. It's true.
Know how it works.
It is true. It's finally.
It is
have.
True.
It's actually, we've got the belief behind us.
They're going up to Scotland tonight because they're going to be performing at the MOBO Awards tomorrow night in Glasgow. Nominated for
four.
Yeah. Two for best song, one for best act, and one for best album.
Yeah. Do you think you got a chance?
Did you vote, Chris?
No.
Well, what's wrong with you?
Well, I'm not your friend.
I'm not part of the
We're not friends, and you're not coming around for Christmas dinner. It's over, all right?
I'm not part of the
Me and you, finish.
Oh, pipe down. Wow, God, wow, you look great, but your voice like fingers
listen,
down
can
a blackboard.
Can I just let you in?
Watch when it all goes off, right? He'll be kissing.
I'll watch it go off now. Your microphone. Boom, that's off. So.
Listen, allow it. Listen, let me tell you something. I want you to get used to the lingo, yeah? When someone rings you, you say, Nana. And the other person will be like, yeah, you're all right. And then before you leave, it's like, Nana. And you close the phone. That's your bye-bye, basically.
Right, what if it is your Nana on the phone? And you go, Nana,
you go, Nana. Nana,
Nana. Nana, Nana.
You're right, Nana. Nana. Yep.
Nana.
Right.
Nana.
Yeah, Nana.
Nana.
Hello.
Nana.
Or wait,
this
another
is
one.
Nana Window.
There's Nana. There's our Nana.
Hello.
Hello, Nana.
This is Nana Window.
There you go.
Nana, Nana.
You're ready for me. You're ready for me. That's it. Night. Right,
hello. This is.
Hang on, are you ready?
Nana.
Wow.
Nana.
There you go.
And another one. If like you see us, everyone in the N-dubs click, we call each other Dooku. Dooku.
Dooku?
Yeah. I'm not involved.
He's in Star Wars.
So basically, it's like
Count Dooku.
If I got love for you, I'll be like, hey, Dooks, give me a cigarette, please. Or something like, you know? Like,
right.
Dooks.
Yeah.
Dooks.
Did I say something bad?
Hang on a second. Yeah, because you just said the C word. You ready?
Nini da da da.
That ducks.
No. No, that's like a slogan for that corny name, Rubber Dub Dub. It's like the mascot sound for the album.
I've no idea where we're talking about.
You got a little idea of it.
Listen. What are you going to win? So, best UK act, who are you up against for that? You don't even know.
Good
for you.
We don't know.
Good for
we
you.
Don't know who we're up against for any of the
you
acts.
Don't know. Best song, Strong Again, number one.
Yeah.
Big hits.
Slowly.
Big hits.
We'll see.
Best album, that's a good shout.
Yeah, that means the most to us, man.
Best album
because us, like, we work so hard when we're in the studio, we do it all ourselves from, like, the beats to recording it to writing
and
engineering
and to sell half a million and then pick up the award. That would be great, man.
That would mean the most to us.
Alright, well, look, good luck. Good luck with everything. Good luck with all the new stuff. Good luck with your Gary Barlow track.
Thank you.
I think
big up Gary.
Sounds
big
great.
Up,
I think
Gary.
It sounds
big up
well.
Garabal.
Right, let me show you one thing. What he said. He said he was in a taxi one time, and then some guy goes to him. Oh, I know you. I know you. Tip of my tongue. Tip of my tongue. Garbal. Get me. Call him Garbal. Get me.
Garbal. That's what we all call him.
So now we all call him Garbal.
Oh, yeah. That's right. It's Garbal.
Yeah.
And the N-dubs. So get the album, get the single. Good luck at the MOBOs tomorrow night. It's the lovely N-dub.
Thank you. Nana.
Future wife. Talisa, my future wife.
Actually, I'm not talking to you.
The almost all new lineup.